Tell us a goldfish story. What have you got, Ray?
Hi,
Ray. What have you got, my friend?
Well, when I was a lad, we had a goldfish and a budgerigar.
Okay.
And we had a tank, and then you can imagine the gravel, the little piece of weed, and in the middle of the tank was the arch.
The arch, very good, the arch, very clean.
Yeah, and the budgie, we used to let the budgie out of the cage, and the cage, the budgie used to fly around the living room, sit and into the tank, jump onto the arch in the middle, and occasionally he would literally dip himself in the water, come up the other side, and have a little bath. But every now and then he'd be sitting on the arch, his tail would be in the water, the goldfish would come along, and you'd see the goldfish pull his tail. The bird would try and take off, with the goldfish honestly attached to his tail, you'd hear the flop as the goldfish dropped back into the water. Now, to top this in general, occasionally the budgie would go missing. Now, we lived in a council flat in Rotherhithe, you know it well.
Whereabouts?
Amos Estate.
Oh, the Amos Estate, absolutely, yeah, okay, go on.
And I went to the same school as you.
What?
I went to West Greenwich Central for Boys.
When?
Back in the 50s, I'm 57. But Mr. Hewitt was headmaster.
There were some kids never left West Greenwich, they were all in the sixth form.
Yeah, but the budgie used to go missing.
Yeah.
And what would happen, we had a hot water tank alongside, in the alcove alongside the fireplace, covered by a curtain. You'd hear the squeak, and the old man would go looking for the budgie, pull back the curtain, there jammed behind one of the pipes would be the budgie guy. He'd go on the top of the tank that had the old-fashioned lagging around it, get his claw caught in the lagging, tumble, fall down behind the pipe, and get jammed behind the pipe.
Just coming back to the other part of it, when the fish used to bite the budgie's
tail. Yeah, he used to bite onto the budgie's tail. The budgie would be sitting on the arch in the middle of the tank. It was only a little square tank, and he'd be sitting.
He used to try and take off with the fish.
He used to try with the fish attached to his tail.
Now, did the fish ever hang glide? Did it ever go with the budgie?
Well, you'd hear the plop. When you heard the plop, you'd look round, you'd see the budgie gone, and you'd see the fish sort of like coming back into the water. Now, how far the water got out of the water,
no one
ever noticed, you know, I'm sure he did.
There was no witnesses to it ever actually hang gliding on the back of the budgerigar, though.
Well, occasionally it would be found on the floor.
He used to be found on the
floor alongside the tank, you know. The old man used to pick him up and put him back in the water and sort of run him backwards to get his gills.
You did used to do it, run him backwards. That's it. And the budgerigar, our budgerigar got killed over once, Joey, and we gave it a pipette of brandy, and it was fine for another year. We did. To give it a drop of brandy, like there's a cowboy just been shot or something. I said, Dad, it's a budgerigar. Got a little one of those eyedropper things and went onto its beak. And it kind of went and sat up, and it was good for another year. Although, and I don't know if it was connected, its chest went bald. Now, it was a blue budgerigar, right, that had been revived, brought back from the dead on brandy. And all his chest feathers fell out, and his head looked like it was ready for the oven. And he had to sit in his cage, stinking of brandy for a year.